get this straight, because this is very technical.
Is this him, Jer, right here?
I think it's just a phone, yeah. Okay. He's got a cell phone up
Special
there.
Air phone, and we're going to talk to Steve Fawcett now, who joins us. I don't know exactly where you are, Steve, and I hope you can hear us okay. How's the flight going?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Steve?
Do you have me?
We have you.
Yes.
You have us okay?
Yes, Stephen W. Fawcett reporting.
Yeah, well, can you tell us exactly where you are? You've been into this solo flight now about 36 or 40 hours, right?
Yes, thank you. I am high above the altitude of the Earth.
Okay.
That sounds like a prop plane you got there.
Well, it is. I had to switch to backup power, which, of course, is a prop plane.
That's not good news.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, sorry, my propeller just went out for just a moment.
Oh, that's no problem.
Okay.
I guess that it could be a problem.
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we got you
yes,
now.
Yes, I can barely hear you. My cell's cutting out. I forgot to bring my charger.
Oh, no.
Well, we appreciate you doing an interview while trying to accomplish this. So what makes you want to do this?
Well, I was sitting around my castle one night twirling the bones of Jesus. Yes, Jesus was an old gardener that worked for me. I think that's how you pronounce his name in Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Right. Jesus.
And I was thinking, I've set so many records. I'm the world record holder for so many things. Of course, the first transatlantic balloon flight solo, the right. longest flight unaided, most virgins sacrificed in an hour.
Really?
What?
And I was thinking, what could I do that would really make me feel alive since I've done everything else?
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, I will strap myself to a fuel tank and fly all the way around the world. Then that didn't sound strong enough, so I duct taped 200 pounds of TNT to the bottom of my plane.
Wow.
Yes. And I also have a loaded 38 special trained at my head here in the cockpit at all times.
Why?
With a weighted string on the trigger, just to have an added element of danger and to make me feel alive.
Wow.
I'm also sitting on a syringe full of monkey AIDS.
That is full throttle.
And three baby ducks in here with bird flu.
You are really, really taunting danger.
Yes, as you can see, I'm quite the adventurer. And my plane builder was also the plane builder for John Denver.
No.
Yes.
This is Stephen Fawcett. He's trying to circle the globe nonstop, solo flight, trying to become the first person in the world to do that. So are you getting tired? We're wondering if you're sleeping at all.
I'm sorry?
Are you getting tired?
Am I getting tired? Is
yes.
that the question?
Yes.
No is the answer to that, and the reason is because of the food that I brought on board with me.
What did you bring?
I'm drinking these shakes that are fortified with the blood of unicorns.
Odd?
Yes, so I never have to sleep, and I feel so alive, and I also have magical powers.
Oh, well, that could come in handy.
Like you are losing sleep.
Yes, and I don't even have to go to the bathroom.
Why is that?
Because once your net worth is over $10 million, you no longer need to do that.
Wow, that's great.
It's just the benefit of being rich.
The goal for all of us.
Okay, no matter how rich...
Oh, good God, what is that?
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
Oh, no. Okay.
Did I hear a foghorn going off?
I thought I heard a bunch of other voices.
You've been listening to...